eZimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 20th, 2022. I am Thungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the United Nations General Assembly, which is returning in person for the first time in 3 years this week due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa is among the world leaders attending the annual summit, arriving in New York today, where opposition activists and democracy advocates are planning protests over what they are calling gross human rights violations by his ZANU-PF government. Those targeting Mr. Mnangagwa include members of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, and the People's Patriotic Party. Li chonanjani zulukandaba siyalamukela uhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngomhlangano we-United Nations General Assembly oqhutshwa kule viki khonapha eMelika edolobheni elikhulu le-New York. Sikhuluma nje. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ungomunye wabakhokheli bamazwe omhlaba abasemhlanganweni lo. Kulabasekeli bamabandla aphikisayo afana lele Citizens Coalition for Change kanye lele People's Patriotic Party abaqoqa ukutshengisela phezu kodaba lwamalungelo bayakhonona bathi umongameli Mnangagwa lo hulumende wakhe bephula amalungelo kazulu. Kwaziwaiva tereri ve Studio 7 na nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa msangano we United Nations General Assembly. Uyo uriku itwa muno mu America kuguta Gurure, New York, Shondo Rino. Mutunga miri we Zimbabwe va Emmerson Mnangagwa vachabatana ne vamwe vatunga miri venyika zipasi rose kumsangano uyu. Asi, pane vamwe vemapato anopikisa anosanganisira Citizens Coalition for Change kana kuti CCC pamwe chete nere People's Patriotic Party. Vari kuronga kuratidzira vachishora vamunangagwa vachiti hurumende yavo iri kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Opening the General Assembly this morning, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a dire warning of what he called global discontent, adding, "The world is in trouble." Mr. Guterres cited a gamut of problem areas, from the Russian war against Ukraine to rising food prices and global warming or climate change.
Our world is in big trouble. Divides are growing deeper, inequalities are growing wider, and challenges are spreading farther. But as we come together in a world teeming with turmoil, an image of promise and hope comes to my mind. This ship is the Brave Commander. It sailed the Black Sea with UN flag flying high and proud. On one hand, what you see is a vessel like any other plying the seas. But look closer. At its essence, this ship is a symbol of what we can accomplish when we act together. It is loaded with Ukrainian grain destined for the people of the Horn of Africa, millions of whom are on the edge of famine. But each ship is also carrying one of today's rarest commodities, hope. Excellencies, we need hope, and more, we need action. To ease the global food crisis, we now must urgently address the global fertilizer market crunch. This year, the world has enough food. The problem is distribution. But if the fertilizer market is not stabilized, next year's problem might be food supply itself. We already have reports of farmers in West Africa and beyond cultivating fewer crops because of the price or lack of availability of fertilizers. It is essential to continue removing all remaining obstacles to the export of Russian fertilizers and their ingredients, including ammonia. These products are not subject to sanctions, and we will keep up our efforts to eliminate indirect effects. Another major concern is the impact of high gas prices on the production of nitrogen fertilizers, and these must also be addressed seriously. Without action now, the global fertilizer shortage will quickly morph into a global food shortage. Excellencies, we need action across the board. Let's have no illusions. We are in rough seas. A winter of global discontent is on the horizon. A cost of living crisis is raging. Trust is crumbling. Inequalities are exploding. And our planet is burning. The United Nations Charter and the ideals it represents are in jeopardy. We have a duty to act, and yet we are gridlocked in colossal global dysfunction. The international community is not ready or willing to tackle the big, dramatic challenges of our age. This crisis threatens the very future of humanity and the fate of our planet. Excellencies, progress on these issues and more is being held hostage by geopolitical tensions. Our world is in peril and paralyzed. Geopolitical divides are undermining the work of the Security Council, undermining international law, undermining trust and people's faith in democratic institutions, undermining all forms of international cooperation. We cannot go on like this.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres officially opening the United Nations General Assembly in New York this morning. For more on the planned protests at the United Nations, we are now joined by opposition CCC member Godfrey Kurawone, who will join the protests on September 23 and 24. Mr. Kurawone, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, Mkoma Ngomo. Good evening, listeners.
First of all, Mr. Kurawone, give us a clear picture of what's the situation like in New York. We know President Mnangagwa is arriving today for the General Assembly, and there's a party that had promised to meet him with protests at the airport. I know as the CCC are also planning your own demonstrations, but what's the picture like today in New York?
I'm currently in New York today, but the truth of the matter is that we are different groups, but with the same agenda. So we participate like that. Even like I said, our demonstration here on Nazi, which we accept, which is a good move. But however, it seems to us CCC, ours is there on the 23rd and 24th of this month. So we are happy that we also have other people and other political parties. And therefore, this is the chance as diaspora that we've been given to air out our views and our grievances in front of the world.
And before we dive deeper into the Zimbabwean angle, let's look at what Mr. Guterres said this evening, this morning rather, the United Nations Secretary General. He was talking about global hunger, the war in Ukraine, and all the problems that we are facing as the human race. He says, we are in rough seas. A winter of discontent is on the horizon. And he goes on to say, our planet is burning. How dire is that? What's your take on those warnings?
I think it's something that every concerned African or every concerned citizen of any other country have realized, Putin. The climate is changing, and therefore the climate change is causing a lot of problems. So I think now it's not time, because they are having these meetings each and every year, talking about one and the same thing. I think now it's time for action. I understand to implement the French agreement, on climate, I think this is the way every country should take. But I feel very, very, very sorry for African countries because they are poor leadership. I feel very, very sorry for countries like Zimbabwe, for countries like Uganda, for countries like Cameroon, where there are leaders who don't care about their people, where there's a leadership that doesn't care about their country, but they care for themselves and their families. That's the only problem we have. But otherwise, I think what he said in the morning is very correct, but I strongly feel that it's now time to act than to talk and talk and talk. That's no action.
Mnumzana Godfrey Kurawone ngwebandla le CCC sixoxa ke laye lapha ese New York edolobheni elikhulu khona pha eMelika lapho abaqoqa khona ukutshengisela ngokuba khona kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa yena ofika lamuhla kumhlangano lo omkhulu owenziwa mnyaka ngomnyaka. Eti dzokere kwa muri va kura wone ti taure nenyaya ye kura tizira kwenyu muchara tizira mswa 23 uyezve mswa 24 muri kuti va mnanga kwa vapara moswa ye.
We are very clear kuti you see mkomo everyone wamona ari in diaspora apana kainda by choice. One way or the other, there's something that pushed that person who does here in Zimbabwe. It's either the economic challenges or the toxic political environment, the abuse of state institutions, the rule of law is in Zimbabwe, torture, harassment and everything. So that umakatiza uraiwa, umakatiza kusungwa, umakatiza kuneswa, umakatiza ufumwenika wazangayinza anaka because of corruption that is in Zimbabwe. That is what we want Emmerson Mnangagwa to know. And we know very well, but Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF has been using propaganda, especially in the in other countries or leaders of other countries. So this is the opportunity that we have to make it clear that no, propaganda doesn't work. But we as Zimbabweans, we know what is on the ground. We need you to know, and we need the world to know, that there is no respect for human rights in Zimbabwe. There is corruption in Zimbabwe. There is economic decay in Zimbabwe. And everything is not working in Zimbabwe. So we want him to come here and pretend as if everything is okay. So this is the only chance that we have as Zimbabweans to air our grievances.
Siyabonga mnumzana Kurawone, and please do stay on the line. Ubabu Godfrey Kurawone, ngwebandla le Triple C, uyakhuluma ke lapho esipha izizathu zokuthi kungani beqoqa ukutshengisela phezu kokuba khona kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa emhlanganweni we-United Nations General Assembly oqhubekayo nje sikhuluma kathesi kuliviki. Time for a short break. We'll be right back.
Every year, world leaders gather in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly. Count on VOA to be there, delivering news you can trust on radio, TV, and the web.
Des discours présidentiels aux entretiens en tête-à-tête avec des responsables gouvernementaux de haut niveau, nous vous tiendrons informés des développements importants touchant le continent.
Líderes africanos vão abordar tópicos como alterações climáticas, o estado da economia, saúde, iniciativas juvenis e muito mais.
Usikose kufuatilia habari na vipindi maalum katika lugha 16 tofauti kuhusu kongamano la viongozi moja kwa moja kutoka makao makuu ya Umoja wa Mataifa mjini New York na Washington DC. Tutakuarifu kila tukio.
A free press is essential. VOA Africa.
For those that have just joined us, please note, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And it's okay kwa muri va kura uone. Saka mswa 23, ne mswa 24 ipapo. Mwichange mwichirati zira, muri papi chaipo.
As you know, every year, particularly this General Council UN, we always apply demonstrations. So the authorities, the Munomu New York, positions. That is at the headquarters, the United Nations, just in front of the offices, the UN, the headquarters. No part negative. So I urge every Zimbabwean, I urge every concerned Zimbabwean, because this is the only chance that we have as diaspora. We don't have the chance to go back on the ground and fight for our freedom as Zimbabweans. But this is the chance that we've been given as diaspora to come together in a foreign land and air our views without fear of being abused after the incident. So everyone is free to come. This is a citizen's initiative. We don't bar anyone to come and participate. We urge everyone to come and also play party so that even when the freedom comes, you know, you have something to talk about. You have something to say. But I have contributed this and that. I've contributed so much for this freedom to come. So this is the chance for you to come and contribute where you contribute freely without fear of victimization.
Kulabanye kurawone abathi uMnangagwa kumele aboshwe ngoba esetheswa icala lokuthi wabamba iganyavu uSusan Mutami. Ndikuti nini vakurawone pane vamwe vari kuti vaMnangagwa vanofanirwa kusungwa nekuti Susan Mutami ari kuvapomera mhosva yekuti vakambata chibharo. Is that part of your agenda? Se-Triple-C ndezvimwe here zvamuri kukurudzira kuti zviite kuna vamunangagwa vasungwe because of nyaya Susan, kana kuti mimi muri pamakazvimira moga?
So we have a lot of issues that ranges from human rights violations, that is from torture and harassment of citizens. We know where people were killed in August 2018, people were killed in January 2019. So those are the issues we have. Not also forgetting these issues of sexual harassment. Those are one of the that's one of the issues that we also noted that we should air out here in America. But however, we don't instruct anyone to arrest Mnangagwa. But if there is any action that at law should be taken against such people, yes, who are we to refuse that? We encourage, if there are laws that allows any authorities to take such action, it must be taken if there is that law. But all we are saying is what we want is for him to know that as citizens of Zimbabwe, we are not happy with his way of governance. We are not happy with the way he is mistreating the citizens. As we speak right now, Job Sikala is in prison. As we speak right now, Honorable Godfrey is in prison. There are 14 people from Yatime who are innocent, but they are still in prison, and they are not being tried. So this is what we want the world to know. This is what we want Amazonians to know. We are not happy as citizens. But however, like I said, if there are actions, or if there is a law that allows such action to be taken to a head of state, who are we to dispute that?
Uko United Nations yacho kana muchiratidzira pane zvimwe here zvamunenge muchitarisirawo kuti inge ichiita pamusoro pezvenyunyuto zvenyu?
So once taita zvinyuto zvedu, what we expect to see is the response from the UN, obviously, like we asked. What we expect is to say, okay, fine, Zimbabwe has been going through these disputed elections, but as UN, what is our role that we should play? That is the response we expect to see from the UN, to say, oh, Zimbabweans have been crying for a long time over this abuse of human rights. What are we supposed to do as the UN to make sure that we won't have these cries anymore? So such is the action we expect to see from the UN. But we can't be specific to say, okay, please come and arrest Mnangagwa. Please come and take over the running of the country. We can't really do that. But all we're saying is we at least expect to see some sort of response from the authorities, from the United Nations.
Oh, Baba Godfrey kura warning webandla le Triple-C liyamuzwa lapho uthi vetshengisela nje mhla ka 23 kanye lo mhla kumhla ka 24 baza kuba bekhala ngokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe lokunye okuchiyeneyo ukhala ngokuthi abantu labana babotsha lo Sikhala uJob Sikhala kanye lo Sithole uGodfrey Sithole lokhe bevalelwe ngakho uthi ngokunye abakhonona ngakho e-United Nations bezama ukuvezela umhlaba ukuthi hayi ubaba uMnangagwa uyephula amalungelo oluntu, uphatha abantu bakhe ngendlela engayisiyo. Njalo ngimbuzile lapho ukura wona ukuthi ngokunjalo kukhona yini amanyathelo abambekayo elifuna ukuthi i-United Nations imthathele yena ubaba uMnangagwa, kodwa uthi hayi ngeke batsho ukuthi kumele yenze 1, 2, or 3, kodwa bakhangelela ukuthi ngempela umanyano wamazwe omhlaba uthathe amanyathelo. Panyayana Sikhala vakura wone taona nhasi pachimbosungwa muzimai wavo vaSikhala hapo anonzanga achienda kuchikurubi kuno waona asi azo sunungurwa hake maiona wose nyaya iyo.
You know, yeah, dakadaro mukoma zvino shungurudza, and it's so embarrassing for a whole government, kushungurudza mukadzi womunhu wamakasungwa kudhara. I don't know vada kumupa matambudziko mangani, because they already have a husband in custody for more than 90 days now, and the only time that she gets kuti aindonoona murume wake, you also arrest her and impound her vehicle. It's just worsening the situation. I think they just want to inflict more pain on the family of the incarcerated one. But I think this is the high time that as Zimbabweans we should say enough is enough.
Aha, batai magadaro vakurawo nendiko ndimbokubatai muromo titore vatereri. We have a caller on the line. Good evening, okay. And welcome. Mtereri, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa.
Makasimba here, ngoma.
Aiwa, takasimba. Makasimbawo here uko?
Aiwa, ndofara chaizvo.
That's good. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Inini hangu ndanzwa zvangu muchingotaura nezvekuti mutungamirira ashanya ashanya. Inini sezvinhu zvandiri kungoona zvichingoitikawo handisi kuona chenji. Kwese kwavari kufamba semutungamiriri kuti titi vaenda uku vaenda uku, handisi kuona chenji. Isu tiri kuda kuti kana vakashanya semutungamiriri wenyika nditi vouyawo taura noti ndagadzirisa pakadai pakadai somunyika. Izvino tinge tichingoda isu tukatarisa kuzvipatara zvinhu zvakawanda hakuna, tiri kuchema kuzvipatara kuri tiri kuchema, nzvimbo dzese tiri tichingochema chete navo, hapana patiri kufara sinzi vatanga kushanda, hatina hepi navo.
Ko kuratidzira kuri kuitwa nevamwe kuno uku kuNew York muri kuona kuchibatsira here?
Ya, kogonawo kubatsirawo kuti vamwe vanogonawo kutarisawo vane dzimwe nyika kuti ava regai timbonodongorera iko kwavo kwavari kubvawo kuti sei vana vazoda kuratidzira kuno kunyika kuno kuri kuya mutungamiriri wavo. Nokudawo kuti mungatarisira kunyika kwedu chaiko, vanhu vakakumbira vakati vadawo kuratidzira. Polisi haitenderi ziri 100%. Inenge ichipa chikonzero. Saka vana havasi kunyatsa kuratidzira zvakajeka munyika.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu, mukoma.
Aiwa, tokutenda.
Aha. Vakurawo nemanga muchiri kutaura nenyaya yavasikana yekusungwa kwemudzimai vake. Endera henyu mberi tichivhara chirongwa.
So I was saying it's so embarrassing for a whole government to inflict more pain on a defenseless woman, a woman whose husband we have incarcerated for more than 90 days, and you want to inflict more pain on the family of the person, you want to inflict more pain on the wife of the person. I think that shows how reckless and how heartless the government of Zimbabwe is. You know, in this era where we should, you know, empower women, in this era where we should respect the rights of women, we see our government being on forefront of victimizing and harassing women. That's so embarrassing, to say the least.
Thank you, Godfrey Kurawone. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. And I must also say that we had invited Regis Charumbira, the ZANU-PF chairman in North America. Vanga vabvuma kuuya muchirongwa asi hameno tazopesana papi, havana kuzogona kupinda muchirongwa. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guest, Mr. Godfrey Kurawone of the CCC, and of course you, the viewers and listeners at home. Tune again next week. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.